What's up, girl, girl? It's your girl, Quay. And yeah, let's cook these kids some breakfast. We're going to cook some buttermilk waffles, some French toast sticks, blueberry waffles.
Wow, this is something that has never been seen before in America. As right now, they got 800,000 people off the EBT and SNAP program because of the huge amount of fraud that's happening. If you guys don't know what's going on, one of the biggest things with the whole EBT SNAP program is 1 in 8 Americans are on it. They were spending over $100 billion on this program. And obviously, you got people flexing online showing that they're selling EBT cards for cash. You got people who don't work and just on EBT for no reason. You got able-bodied individuals in their 20s on it. What's going on here? And 800,000 of the 42 million people have been moved off of food stamps. And apparently a lot of people are also receiving double benefits. Some, which I've seen, have like $50,000 on their EBT credit card and from benefits in 6 different states. How did this whole food stamp thing get this bad? How are people getting double benefits and getting benefits from more than one state? And you kind of see why. The current administration wants to get things back in control. And now almost 1 million people are off the SNAP program. And check out some of these videos.
Trump has put a freeze on food stamps. Yep, that's right. You heard it here first. Now, the joke is on y'all because I ain't never had them to begin with. While y'all wanted to come for me in the comments so bad. Y'all wanted that to be my story so bad. The joke's on y'all. They never wanted to give me any. They also didn't want to put me on housing either. So, clock that T. But back to what I was saying, yeah, first it was like, okay, y'all can't get Zooms and Wham Whams and soda with the EBT no more. But now, news just in, they done froze the thing all together. So while y'all was in the comments clapping it up that I lost my fake food stamps, don't worry, because everybody gonna lose them for real now. So I hope everybody is happy. And another thing I need to clock, I will never stop getting my hair, lashes, and nails done. And boo-boo, for y'all information, I'm a cosmetologist, so I do everything to myself except my nails. My homegirl did that. But other than that, don't come up here try to clock my tea, because my tea can't be clocked. Bookie,
y'all, they saying it's official, we won't be getting our stamps for November. That's really messed up that Trump gonna try to take the stamps during Thanksgiving. Man, you could have took the stamps any other month. You gonna come Thanksgiving month and take the stamps, man, right before Thanksgiving and Christmas? That's messed up. But one thing about it, two things for sure. Baby, we know how to survive. We know how to survive, baby. Trust and believe that the people that are receiving benefits, we know how to survive.
If the government don't get that budget together, nobody is getting EBT for the month of November, December, January, and so on and so on. So, ain't gonna be no Doritos, no Ho-Hos. Y'all not gonna be having no crab balls. Y'all ain't gonna be having none of that. Y'all gonna be go back, take it old school. Hot dogs and beans. That's it. Tuna fish. Put it on some bread. That's about it. Bread with some sugar sandwiches. Yep. If y'all need some recipes for some struggle meals, I'm going to tag the person y'all can hit up below.
Man, I'm really glad that these food stamps are being taken away because, you know, that shit was, all that government assistance shit was designed to keep the black man out of the household anyway. That was the incentive. Don't have a man in the house and these women get to have the government assistance. All that money and food stamps feeling like they don't need a man. I'm glad that food stamps still gone. Now the average guy that makes $40,000 to maybe $50,000 a year will be appreciated and loved on more now. Yeah, all that $100,000 stuff, yeah, that stuff ain't never made sense. You know what I'm saying? It's possible for a man to make that, but the average guy ain't making it. Maybe the average guy can get some love now, man. Thank you, Trump. The average man can get some love now. Because these women, man, have become so delusional over these past few years, it don't even make no sense, man. I'm glad they're taking these food stamps away. I'm 100%, like, I'm really utterly, I'm in bliss right now. Like, I'm glad they're taking it away. Maybe the average man can get some love now. Yeah. Go text Bob the electrician back, love. He waiting on you. And he gonna treat you right.
gag is the whole EBT thing gonna make people start stealing even more. If bitches wasn't already stealing with their food stamps, why would they not do it? Now, I just seen a bitch cash out with a Kool-Aid packet, but she put the Kool-Aid pack scanner on top of the damn slab of ribs. Bitch, so now she got 8 slabs of ribs for like $1.29. So now what stores are about to start seeing, they're about to start seeing not a good ratio when it comes to the amount of product we lost with the amount of sales that we have, which is never adds up. But right now it's gonna be a significant rate. And then it's making people more irate, because if you think that Walmart Secret Shop is gonna try to stop us, these bitches will put you in a full Nelson and eat your ass before they let you take them to jail. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know why I got a little carried away, but on some real shit, y'all, that's not stopping nothing. People was already stealing before. So now when they back against the wall, especially because it's Thanksgiving, you don't think people about to, all right, don't get your head in, okay? Bitch gonna get hit in the back of the head with a slab of motherfucking lamb, bitch, okay? A rack, okay? This might be a dumb question, but did they take away wig too? Because wig, you can only get certain stuff on that motherfucking anyway, bitch. Fruits and vegetables, like, goddamn. I know that if you already had a balance from October, you could still use it, but it's like, who really still keeps their balance from October when they was waiting on their November stamps? Especially if you got the type of mama or the type of family member that only buy junk for them badass kids and not no actual food and meat and lunch meat and shit like that. So yeah, y'all, it's about to cause an uproar and a whole lot of shit. Crime rate going up, bitches is getting irate. They would do anything for a cool cup and an icicle. So yeah,
somebody stole $900 off my fucking food stamp card from Phil fucking Duffy at 1 in the fucking morning. How can they even do that? I only spent $200 off my car yesterday. I wake up in the morning to check my shit. $900 is going off my fucking car. How? From different fucking stores in Philadelphia. Man, my kids don't got shit. I was just trying to buy some shit for yesterday. I bought like 3 meals and a couple shits, a couple things for my kids. And I was saving the rest on my car just to keep going back and forth to the store. So when we're not a fool like we usually do, if I buy everything in one walk. Now it made me feel like I should just bought everything while I was in the store. Because now all that shit gone. Now we ain't got shit. And I know they ain't gonna give them back. I know the food stuff officer's not gonna give them back. He's gonna give us a new fucking card. And this shit fucked up because I gotta wait way till next month. And we just got stuff just said, that's a whole month. We gotta wait. I'm about to lose my fucking mind. I'm about to lose my motherfucking mind. I'm about to lose my fucking senses.
No, you can tap the blue. Anywhere on the blue, you tap it and start skipping.
Oh no, my EBT card not working.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. It's not working.
Uh-oh.
Ma'am, stop.
They can't
store
just take
it
my
in.
Food away. We got kids. EBT's gone. What are we supposed to do, starve? Don't be surprised when we start taking it. People got to eat.
Can I just show the people you got your hair red? Somebody was copying off of you, cousin.
There's only one of me, cousin.
I tell them she had her hair just like you. What? I was fucking upset.
What?
That's right. Tell her don't copy off
There's
of you.
There's only one.
Exactly.
I got to go get our aluminum pans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't
want to
do nothing to that the last
That's
week.
A
and
man
then I'm
going to
hit my whole case of chicken.
Oh, okay.
We might don't get no spins.
I was going to bust you upside your head.
We might don't get no spins next month.
We you were snoring, too. Why those pants so tight?
What?
Them shits is jacked.
I don't have food stamps anymore. They cut me off. So I only had $22 left in food stamps. So this is what I stole. Okay. They wanted $9 for this. I said, I don't got $9. Then they wanted $2 for this. They wanted, sorry, it's all fucked up because it's been in my purse. $7 for this. I'm making some stuffed salmon today. These are needed. I'm not paying $7 for that. Okay. Let me show you the most important thing to me. Short ribs. Take off the label so that you don't beep. Get your fucking meat. How many do you think that I got? How many short ribs is that? And can I be real? More of y'all bitch ass niggas should have started taking shit from the motherfucking corporations a long time ago. Y'all just didn't have that shit in your motherfucking bones. Get out there and get in the motherfucking field like I told you. Everything out here is yours. Whether or not you take it, they call that shit free will. I call that shit eminent domain. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned from the white man, take it! Yeah, no! Take it! I don't give a fuck who's already sitting there. I don't give a fuck if your land was already established. Bitch, it's mine now and I want it. That is what we should be preaching in the lands to the fucking masses. Act more like a white man.
Y'all, I done called this food stamp service people. Looking for my balance. This thing takes $0. Y'all done cut our food stamps off. It is real. It is an effect. They done cut our food sales off.
Man, I'm really glad that these food stamps are being taken away because, you know, that shit was, all that government assistance shit was designed to keep the black man out of the household anyway. That was the incentive. Don't have a man in the house, and these women get to have the government assistance. All that money and food stamps, feeling like they don't need a man. I'm glad that food stamps still gone. Now the average guy that makes $40,000 to maybe $50,000 a year will be appreciated and loved on more now. Yeah, all that $100,000 stuff, yeah, that stuff ain't never made sense. You know what I'm saying? It's possible for a man to make that, but the average guy ain't making it. Maybe the average guy can get some love now, man. Thank you, Trump. The average man can get some love now. Because these women, man, have become so delusional over these past few years, it don't even make no sense, man. I'm glad they're taking these food stamps away. I'm 100%, like, I'm really utterly, I'm in bliss right now. Like, I'm glad they're taking it away. Maybe the average man can get some love now. Yeah. Go text Bob the electrician back, love. He waiting on you. And he gonna treat you right.
Bruh, the money's gone, y'all. The money's fucking gone, okay? All the pretending, well, he's appealing it and he's gonna... The money is gone. Remember that $40 billion that they gave to Argentina? Yeah, that's their escape fund money. Just like the Yahtzees did. Just like Hitler did. They're running to Argentina. Just like Steve Bannon said, they're all going to fucking jail. Wait till everything starts flipping blue, right? We got Tennessee. Wait till that shit flips blue. Everybody is gone. I'm telling you, that money that they used for SNAP, they sent that to Argentina. It wasn't for the ballroom. That way, they can run away, not get extradited, and hide. It's just another play out of their Yahtzee dictatorship playbook, okay? They already know that the Argentinian government hid Hitler or let them come there, right? Right? We know that shit wasn't free. We know that shit wasn't cheap. Hitler and his girlfriend, Mengele, Joseph Mengele, Reichman, Rushman, Eichmann, all of the fucking architects of the Holocaust ran to Argentina. We know that for a fact. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, fucking Trump gives Argentina, as racist as he is, Argentina $40 billion for a bailout for nothing. They can't even come up with half of the money to give the food stamp recipients so they can eat and have Thanksgiving. Not even half. That was in the contingency fund already in case the government shuts down. The money is gone.
Breaking news, guys. Donald Trump is going to resume y'all SNAP food stamp benefits, but you are only going to get half of what you normally get. But be grateful because it could be nothing due to low funds and not them having enough to give you what they normally give you due to this government shutdown. So, yes, they should be giving you your food stamps sometime this week or whatever date that you're supposed to get them on if they're under this week. It's not going to be the full amount that you always get. It's going to be half of what you get normally. A lot of people mad about this, but I feel like, shit, y'all don't have to get shit. Take what you get and try to make some money. Go get a job. Use the little stuff you get, the little half that you get. But yeah, that's what I was here to tell y'all. Thank y'all for watching.
Y'all, so they cutting off the stamps, right? No more food stamps. Friends, come close. Who gonna push me out of court? I need some girls. Who gonna push me out of court real quick? Cause I'm just saying, y'all cutting off the stamps. What the fuck are people supposed to be doing? Thanksgiving is right around the corner, in 2 blocks. The fuck? So if y'all know anybody that mentioned maskets, holla at auntie. Cause I need a basket.
So apparently, I don't know if you have heard this, but this includes the whole United States, y'all. Wherever there is an EBT SNAP program, this affects you if you are an EBT recipient holder. As of November the 1st, there will be no food stamps issued out. Let me repeat that, and that is for the whole United States, y'all. As of November 1st, there will be no food stamps issued out. So, whatever plans you got, now that you done heard this, you better rearrange them. And don't think, oh, I ain't getting none in November, so December I'm going to get mine, and so they're going to give me back November. No, it's not going to happen. This is the calm before the storm. Prepare yourself. Prepare your children, your families, your fridge.
Okay, so it's on the CNN News. So the month of November, they told all the southern states to hold back Section 8 and their EBT benefits, okay? So that means that no Thanksgiving and no Christmas, okay? So therefore, you know what? Whoop-de-doo, okay? Whoop-de-doo. Because let me tell you something, American people. It was only supposed to have been a temporary thing, okay? I'm hearing people all up on this internet here talking about some, oh, what they're going to do. They was getting $4,200 a month. Oh, what they was going to do. They was getting $1,200 a month in food stamps. Oh, what? But they all on iPhones. You're on iPhones. You're on Android. That's a luxury, okay? To the government, that's a luxury, okay? To the government, you're not supposed to have cable, okay? To the government, there's a lot of things that was not prioritized right on Section 8. Because Section 8, you're not was supposed to be on it for 20 years, okay? To get food stamps, you're not was supposed to get food stamps for 17 years. I hear one lady said that she had one child starting on it, but she got six. How did you do that? Okay, I can understand maybe one or two, the second one slipped out, but you know you had another four more. So you don't get no sympathy for people like that. Because my thing is, then I hear a lady that was in a wheelchair and she's sympathetic, but then she got eight children. How you do that? How you lay down in the bedroom and you get eight children and you're in a wheelchair? I don't understand. So my thing is, it was only supposed to be temporary, okay? So what you got to do, okay, because back in the days, we didn't have no Hot Pockets. Back in the days, we didn't have all this extra foolishness, juices up on the refrigerator, all kinds of cereals. Okay, you got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to oatmeal and you got to go back to cornflakes, okay? Rice and chicken never gets old, okay? You're going to have to go back to cinnamon sugar on buttered toast. You got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to evaporated milk and sugar. That's your milk right there, honey, and put some little sweetener in it. And that's what you got to go back to. You got to go back to the basics. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. That never gets old, okay? You got to go back to Spam sandwiches. You got to go back to liverwurst, and you got to go back to those type of meats and stuff by the bulk, okay? Sardines and cans never get old, and crackers. You've got to go back to the basics, okay? So this is why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from American people, because we've been trying to get it out of the mud. Some of us only have $300 to $500 to last us to the next payday, and we got to divide that into 14 days, and we got to make it do what it do, okay? So that's why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from people who have to work, because we're paying for that. We're paying into that for you guys to live a life of luxury. I've seen people with not, see my nails, I do my nails myself because I cut that out because I'm trying to do some other things. I'm trying to work within myself and saying, Tina, what can you cut out to go ahead and save your pennies in the bank? Because I'm a saving woman, you understand me? So my thing is, this is why you're not being a lot of sympathy from the working class. It's because we've got to get it out of the mud ourselves. The government ain't helping us. We're feeding into the system so you can have a better life. That's why. Okay? All right? God bless.
Okay, so it's a lady in Memphis crying about her food stamps being gone. She got five kids. My question to this lady in Memphis, if you knew you couldn't take care of one and two, why did you have three, four, and five? I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I don't feel sorry for none of these folks out here crying about no damn food stamps. Not even a little bit. I mean, y'all need to get out there and figure it out like the rest of us do. But another question is, where's y'all baby daddies at? Y'all sit here crying and yelling, screaming, hooting, hollering about your food stamps getting taken away. Where is your baby daddy? Why are you not raising such a big fuss about your baby daddy not helping you? I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I wrong? I don't give a fuck. I don't care what y'all say because I'm going to feel how I feel. I'm not going to change it. I don't feel sorry for him. Not even a little bit. Are y'all feeling sorry for all these yahoos out here crying about food stamps? Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all, I was on the phone with my mama and she was like, oh my God, how about my friend food stamps was taken today? And then she said her other friend daughter food stamps was taken not too long ago. And that is crazy to me, y'all. Like, I just got on TikTok and I seen a couple of people talking about the food stamp shit. But I mean, like, I'm in Alabama and I know scamming and stuff go on everywhere. But to take these food stamps from people, and I know people be doing shit, but a lot of people actually need their food stamps. Like, my mama friend, she's on disability, and, you know, a lot of other people have kids that can't afford to feed their kids without those food stamps. I just feel like this shit right here is just so low. I mean, y'all will go above and beyond to do stuff, and you're gonna miss your blessings. Like, you're not going to get no type of blessings behind it. Even if you get somebody food stamps, you're going to be eating that food. And I hope the guilt just runs through you about you done stole these people food stamps. And one thing about me, y'all, I have never been on no scamming type shit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to prison. I don't have 2 or 3 years to, you know, to be away from my damn kids. It's just not worth it. People need to get off y'all sorry asses and get a job. Do something constructive or productive with your life. Now, y'all just don't really hit the bottom for me. Because why y'all want to take them people food stamps? Like, did it not occur to y'all that people actually need to eat? Like, people actually need their food stamps? This world is washed, y'all. Every day is something. Like, the food stamps is crazy.
Child, Walmart said there will be no stealing at a Walmart. We don't give a fuck if y'all don't got y'all EBT. But y'all not gonna come in this bitch and motherfucking steal. And I don't blame them for that. Because y'all been all up in the internet flaunting saying that if y'all don't get y'all EBT by November 1st, y'all coming in that bitch stealing full carts, running straight at the door. Mr. Walmart said that's not going to happen. What's going to take place and what you're going to do is either you're going to order online and pick your groceries up, or you're going to order and you're going to come inside and pick your groceries up at the front. But y'all not coming in this establishment and thinking that y'all finna come in my shit and motherfucking steal. And I know that's right. Clock it. And I get it on both ends. I know times is hard, but stealing food from Walmart is not going to benefit us. They just going to incarcerate us. That's all they're going to do. The jail is going to be at full capacity because motherfuckers decided that because they are hungry and they can't get food, they're going to go into the store and steal. It's a fucking setup. Don't let them trick y'all out y'all freedom just because you're hungry. Like I said, I get it. I understand. But you gotta be smarter than that. Them people are not fucking playing about their merchandise. And then y'all was saying it all over the internet, like, y'all gotta be cool, keep that shit low key. Why the fuck would y'all say that shit out loud? Be cool. But now they on everybody ass that come in there November 1st.
Bruh, the money's gone, y'all. The money's fucking gone, okay? All the pretending, well, he's appealing it and he's gonna, the money is gone. Remember that $40 billion that they gave to Argentina? Yeah, that's their escape fund money. Just like the Yahtzees did, just like Hitler did, they're running to Argentina. Just like Steve Bannon said, they're all going to fucking jail. Wait till everything starts flipping blue, right? We got Tennessee. Wait till that shit flips blue. Everybody is gone. I'm telling you, that money that they used for SNAP, they sent that to Argentina. It wasn't for the ballroom. That way, they can run away, not get extradited, and hide. It's just another play out of their Yahtzee dictatorship playbook, okay? They already know that the Argentinian government hid Hitler or let them come there, right? Right? We know that shit wasn't free. We know that shit wasn't cheap. Hitler and his girlfriend, Mengele, Joseph Mengele, Reichman, Rushman, Eichmann, all of the fucking architects of the Holocaust ran to Argentina. We know that for a fact. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, fucking Trump gives Argentina, as racist as he is, Argentina $40 billion for a bailout for nothing. They can't even come up with half of the money to give the food stamp recipients so they can eat and have Thanksgiving. Not even half. That was in the contingency fund already in case the government shuts down. The money is gone.